The Santa Fe Roundhouse was flooded Saturday by hundreds of teachers, parents, principals, and others who wound around the atrium waiting for a chance to speak. In contrast to Friday, when many from the business community and charter schools spoke on Hannah Scandera's behalf, most took the floor in strong opposition. Educators criticized Scandera's teacher evaluation system and plans to retain third graders who aren't proficient readers. They protested that the state constitution requires a, quote, qualified, experienced educator to serve as Secretary of Education.
I think we need a person who's walked in the shoes of an educator.
Crystal Wood teaches kindergarten and first grade in Albuquerque. She pointed to Scandera's lack of classroom experience.
I believe she must be an experienced educator. I do believe she's passionate, but I would like her to come to my classroom and put on my shoes and try my job for a day or two and actually learn about my students.
Leaders of Laguna Pueblo and the Navajo Nation had spoken in favor of Scandera's confirmation previously. But on Saturday, teacher Catherine Mondragon of the Taos Pueblo said they didn't speak for her.
My concern is that Ms. Candera does not have the qualifications to make the directives for our Indian education system.
Along with passionate teachers, school administrators stood to share their opinions. Deborah Hemwood represented the Albuquerque Public Schools Principals Association, which opposes Scandera's confirmation.
We have a grading system, A through F, which currently has a formula that very few can understand.
The embattled Scandera does have the support of some state senators. Gay Kernan's district is in southeastern New Mexico. She says the superintendents in her region support Scandera, and she commended the secretary-designate's professionalism.
I have never known anyone with the tenacity, with the ability to stand firm, to remain cool and calm in the face of a great deal of criticism.
To her supporters, Scandera represents the dramatic change needed to solve persistent issues in the educational system, like the 70% graduation rate. A recent Quality Count survey ranked New Mexico 47th in student achievement nationally. Fred Trujillo, superintendent of Pecos Independent School District, praised Scandera's work to date.
She recognizes there needs to be a sense of urgency, that we need to change many of our ways, not all of them, but many of our ways in the way that we approach education.
It is time for us to stop making excuses for our children's performance.
Sandra Davis, principal of Turquoise Trail Charter School in Santa Fe, echoed the call for change, describing Scandera as a leader with vision.
We need to be open to new ideas. We need to make some changes in New Mexico in our education.
But many opponents countered they believe Scandera's reforms are attempts to privatize public education in order to benefit for-profit education contractors. They say her reforms are short on specifics and not research-based. Diane Torres Velasquez is an education professor at UNM and chair of the Latino Education Task Force. She accused Scandera's administration of showing a lack of concern for the Hispanic community by denying the task force's requests for meetings.
How can business people say that they support these initiatives when none of us have even heard the details?
While the window for public input is now closed, the debate over Scandera's confirmation continues today, when the Senate Rules Committee will vote on whether to send it to the full Senate. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Van Note.